Good evening, United Red Storm basketball fans, friends, and family. Welcome to the Prairie Communications Sports Network, home of the United Red Storm basketball. Thanks for joining myself, Casey Grant, along with my co-host tonight, Mark Meyer, here in the Vicroy's Furniture broadcast booth. Quality furniture at an affordable price. Tonight we are on the road in Winhold for this conference matchup between the Red Storm and the Ridgewood Spartans. And Mark, they've got us on the stage right in with the pep band. I mean, I texted my wife and she said I should have brought my baritone so I could just join in. I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but
perfect.
If you're out there and you have trouble hearing us, that's why. But we're right here up here with the band. The Spartans here are a co-op of Cambridge and Alwood schools, and look to defend their home court tonight in what has turned out to be a bit of a rivalry with the visiting Red Storm. This is the Kellogg Printing Company pregame show. Kellogg Printing Company has been on the public square in Monmouth, Illinois since 1924. Kellogg Printing is a full-service commercial printer serving local and nationwide clients. The United last outing on Tuesday was a heated and intense overtime win against the Abbott and Avon Tornadoes. Mark and I had the pleasure of calling that game on Tuesday night. It was a fun game to watch. Excited and always good to see United come out on top of that. They'll be looking to carry some of that intensity into tonight's game as both teams try to position themselves as best as they can heading into Sunday night seeding meeting for the Lincoln Trail Conference tournament. The Spartans are on a bit of a tear right now. They've got a 7-game winning streak going, and their last game was also on Tuesday night. They played conference opponent Anawan, and that was a tight game as well. Ridgewood ended up coming out on top, but with a 57-56 win, and they'll look to keep that streak going tonight. Just a reminder, tonight's game is also brought to you by the Greater Warren County United Way. All funds donated to the local United Way go directly to agencies and programs created for Warren County communities. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with Coach Dennison's pregame interview. All our coaches' interviews are sponsored by Security Savings Bank, part of your community, part of your life, member FDIC. You're listening to United Red Storm Basketball on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm Basketball here in Woodhall, Illinois, where the Red Storm are getting ready to take on the Spartans of Ridgewood. Once again, our coaches' interviews tonight are brought to you by Security Savings Bank, part of your community, part of your life, member FDIC. This is the Kellogg Printing Pregame Show, and alongside Mark Meyer, I'm Casey Grant. And we're getting ready here. We've got about 2 minutes left in our pregame, and we'll get you some starting lineups when they do them here. But real quick, just to kind of summarize what's going on, the Red Storm come in tonight 15-4, 2-2 in the conference, which puts them 5-6. They'll be looking to hopefully improve to 3-2 after tonight and maybe get themselves in a better spot for a seed. Cormac Flynn and Abel Wilson still lead the team, 16.2 points a game and 17.5 points a game, respectively. Cormac's had a couple 30-point games here in the last few weeks, and if he keeps that up, he's going to surpass as the leading scorer for the team pretty quickly. How about Ridgewood tonight, Mark?
Casey, the Spartans coming in at 15-4 overall, 4-0 in the LCC in second place, behind first place Knoxville. They're led by Lucas Kessinger, a senior, averaging 16.2 points per game. Senior Josh Maher at 13.8 points per game. And another senior, Aaron Goddard, 11.7 points per game, our top three scorers for the Spartans, again, under head coach Brian Brooks.
Yeah, a couple of big guys there to stop. A good rivalry game here tonight. We're looking forward to an exciting game. Maybe not quite as exciting as Tuesday, but nonetheless, I expect it to be an exciting game. We're going to take a quick break so you can listen to the national anthem, which is brought to you by Stanton Insurance, your local all-state insurance agency, Stanton Insurance in Monmouth. Since 1919, you're listening to Red Storm Basketball on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm Basketball. Again, the national anthem tonight is brought to you by Stanton Insurance, your local all-state insurance agency, Stanton Insurance in Monmouth since 1919. This is the Kellogg Printing Company pregame show. Sorry, we're getting attacked by a curtain here. Apparently, they shut the curtains during the game, and this is... Anyways, here we go. Mark, I got distracted for a second.
That's all right.
Get the starting lineups here as they're doing them here in the gym as well. We're going to mark those down. We'll get those to you as soon as we got them here. Other action going around in the conference tonight, just in case you're wondering, West Central's at Princeville Abbott and Avon has got Galva at home. Knoxville's got Antelope at home. And Weathersfield heads to Mercer County, while Stark County is heading to Loba Williams Field. We're getting our starters right now for both teams. For United, we've got Nolan Leffler, senior. He's starting. Cormac Flynn, of course, senior, number 15. Abel Parkins, senior, number 20. Abel Wilson, junior, number 24. And A.J. Jinks, junior, number 30, is starting for the Red Storm. For the Ridgewood Spartans, a senior, number 1, Aaron Gotthardt, is starting, along with a senior, number 13, Lucas Kessinger, a senior, number 23, Matt Van Hefty, a senior, number 15, Josh Maher, and a senior, number 42, Keegan Pixon. Those are your starters in tonight's matchup. As we get ready to kick this off, we are going to try and figure out how to do this with a curtain on our back. I feel like I'm getting swallowed up by this thing, but that's all right. We'll make this happen.
Another day at the office, my
walk
friend.
The corner here. Uh-huh. All right. We get ready to go here. Our referees tonight, Robbie Hinkle and Dave Hasley and crew. The referees, your eyes on the game today, brought to you by Keyhole Eye Care and Monmouth and Galesburg. Make sure you see every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Keyhole Eye Care. That opening tip-off goes to the Red Storm. Aiden Parkins has the ball up top. The Richmond Spartans are in a zone here. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Side of the 2-3. We've seen a lot of zone this year.
2-3 matchup, yep.
Yeah, they're popping out. So United's working the ball around the outside. Our starting lineups, by the way, are courtesy of your mama, Terry McDonald's. Skip past to Cormac and the Flynn Cormac Flynn in the corner for a three. Abel Wilson knocks the rebound away, but Ridgewood comes up with it, and then they steal the pass. Abel's got it back again under the basket. His bunny shot is short. Cormac takes the rebound. He goes up and misses. Abel tips it again. It goes out of bounds, and the pass is going to give it back to the Red Storm. So an interesting little sequence of plays there.
The flurry in front of the basket. Wilson and Flynn competing hard for the ball, and the Red Storm gets maintain possession here.
Yeah, already seeing an example of that hustle. Now we can see Ridgewood's in a man-to-man. They switch to a man-to-man here. So one possession in their zone. Back to man. Aiden Parkins goes straight to the basket. Gets himself caught up underneath and misses the layup, and we're going the other way. United man-to-man. That's their standard defense here. 13, Lucas Kessinger with the ball. Gotthardt now. 42 is Keegan Dixon. Back to Kessinger at the top. Drives, good stop there. Blows down in the corner, and number one, Keegan Hickson drains a three from the corner. He gets the first point on the board for either team. 3-0, Ridgewood Spartans. A little full-court pressure here, man-to-man still from the Spartans. You know, I'm looking to get some offense going here. Cormac ball fake, drive to the basket, good take, a foul, he's going to make the bucket, and Cormac's going to get a chance in an old-fashioned three-point play.
Solid drive by Flynn there.
Yeah, good take, a little ball fake, split a couple defenders, took a shot in the chest and made the basket. This is your first Mama Farm and Home Realty free throw of the night, and it is good. Cormac follows it up with,
Cormac was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Tuesday night, and I think 4 or 5 in overtime really made a difference, I believe.
Oh, we got a foul there. Call it.
I think they got Nolan Leffler for a foul there.
So that's the first team foul and Nolan's first personal foul. And by the way, the foul on Ridgewood, the play before that with Cormac, was on 15, Josh Maher. That was his first as well. This foul, there's another foul here. Cormac got a steal, tried to come the other way, and they got 42 Keegan Hickson for a foul. So that's the second team foul, his first. And United's going to keep the ball here. Cormac got a steal, tried to come down the other way, and in the scuffle for the ball there, Hickson got called for a foul.
He's averaging almost 4 a game coming into that 4 steals a game, that is.
Yeah. Back to the zone we see here, 2-1-2, 2-3, whatever you want to call that. Same concept. Good skip pass to Aiden Parkins, who's underneath now. Good shot fake. Gets it up. Draws the foul, but misses the shot. Aiden's going to get 2 shots here, and we're going to get our 13th foul on the Spartans. That one they call on number 10, I believe, which is Garrett Vincent, did he come in?
I think it's,
was it one? I read it backwards.
Number one.
Number
Goddard,
one.
Goddard, the guy, what's it for that?
Number one, Aaron Goddard there with his first foul, the team's third. And Parkins has his first two Mama Farm and Home Realty free throws. The first one is a miss. The second one is a miss. And it's still 3-3. Spartans push the ball down the floor. Hickson pulls up, gets the pass knocked away, but Goddard gets it back here. United still a man-to-man. Still with the starters. Kessinger, straight to the basket. Gets to the hoop, makes the layup, and draws a foul. And if it's on Cormick, that's going to be hit. Oh, no, the other one's on Leffler. That's going to be Cormick's first foul of the game.
Yeah.
And the second team foul for the Red Storm. The basket was good by Kessinger, so he's going to get a chance for a three-point play. A little cockeyed free throw shot there.
From this end,
you can see that. He missed the shot there, so 5-3 is the score. The Spartans are up. Inside to Abel, and right above the free throw line. Back out to Leffler. Working the offense, sending the ball pick. Abel's got the ball now on the lane. He's going to get a ball pick. He fakes going using the pick. A little up and under tries. Cormick on the kick out, open three look, and it's good. Cormick with 3 points there to put himself on the board. That's all 6 points now for the Red Storm come from Cormick Glenn so far. 6-5, a Red Storm have a one-point lead now.
Picking up where he left off from Tuesday night when he had a game-high 30.
Yeah, Cormick's doing a lot of scoring here recently. He's not a big three-point shooter, but the last few games that we've had on the radio, he's made a couple in each game. Kessinger with a step-back two. Misses, rebound pulled down by Wilson, pushes it up to Cormick, who slips. Coach wants to travel on that. Oh, throws the ball away. Goddard's got a breakaway here. Takes it to the left-hand side and gets the layup. 7-6 now. Spartans up one after a errant pass by Cormick gets picked off by Goddard, and he gets a breakaway layup.
I'm guessing that's not the pass that Coach Dennison wanted to see.
Yeah.
After winning the offensive set.
Yeah, Abel tries a setback jumper, gets blocked. He gets blocked by Josh Maher, pushes it down to the other end, and Keegan Hickson gets the layup for his fifth point of the night. 9-6, Bridgewood.
Bridgewood back in a man-to-man defense again.
Yep, Aiden going to the basket, gets stuck in the lane, kick out to A.J. Jim, three-point look, no good. Long rebound to Abel, goes right back to the basket with the left hand, misses the layup, but Aiden grabs the rebound. He goes up and is able to put it back. A good rebound and put back there for Aiden Parkins.
Solid work on the boards by Parkins.
Yeah, what I love about the Red Storm, they never give up on that ball.
No, they don't.
Any rebound, offense, defense, they never give up on it. A decent turnaround left-handed jump shot there from Keegan Hickson, and he's putting some points on the board tonight. 11-8 Ridgewood. 11-8 Ridgewood right now. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Nolan Leffler for a three. I think that was tipped and went short. Goddard's going to push it down to Hickson on a layup or on a fast break. Leffler's able to knock it away. Hickson gets a piece of it again, and he comes back.
That's a play. Yeah,
boy. Saves a turnover there. A good defensive play there. They end that dead ball here. First dead ball under 4 minutes. That's going to go to a mask timeout here in Woodhall, where Ridgewood is leading 11-8 over the United Red Storm. We'll be back with more Red Storm basketball here in just a minute on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm basketball here on the Prairie Communications Sports Network. Alongside Mark Meyer, I'm Casey Grant. United is 2 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first quarter, and they're down 11-8. Mark, with all the anthem and stuff before the game, we missed the keys to the game, which is sponsored by Robert Thompson Trucking. For all your rock, sand, dirt, and grain hauling needs, call Robert Thompson Trucking at 768-2697. As United brings it up the floor, you got a quick key to the game for us tonight?
At least one for sure, Casey. The Red Storm are going to have to contend with Ridgewood's transition game. They go from offense to defense to offense awful quick. And I think they're going to have to keep an eye on that all game long.
Yes, they do. And while you're giving that key to the game there, Abel Wilson on a kick out from Red Storm is able to drain the Dane Fine Coffee three-pointer there. On the other end, Ridgewood misses. A.J. Jinks able to grab a rebound and save it from going out of bounds, and United's back the other way. And now with a tie game at 11-11. Good pass inside Cormick. Ball fake, jump shot just inside the free throw line. Misses short, and the rebound is grabbed by number 23 for the Spartans, Matt Van Hefty. Back the other way now. Lots of standing. Kessinger now with the ball at the elbow.
Nice steal by Parkins. Tipped the ball right into A.J. Jenks' hand. Quick hands by A.P. Parkins.
So now back the other way. Minute 38. Abel with the little three-pointer. Drains it. Don't let him get hot, folks. He'll keep hitting them. Three-pointer for Abel Wilson. Gives United a three-point lead. 14-11. A minute 28 left in the first quarter.
Another Dame Fine Coffee three-pointer.
Back the other way now. Spartans with the ball. Kessinger up top looking to get the offense going. A little ball movement. Gets held up there right outside the free throw lane. Now Gotthard drives, kicks. He's going to get a blocking foul there, though, on Parkins. Tried to get to the elbow and decent defense. Oh, I lied. They did not call it on Parkins. They called that on Cormick Flynn, I believe. Yes.
Whoa, yeah, they did.
So that's going to be Cormick's second foul. Team's third foul, and we're going to get a sub. We're going to get Cormick out of there for a minute. He came in at 21.
It's like Colin Jenks.
Colin Jenks came in there to give Cormick a break, make sure he doesn't get that third foul. Long three missed. Abel Wilson with the rebound, pushing down the other end behind his back. Split the defender. Left-hand layup is off. Foul is called, and he's going to get two shots out of it. So a good drive there by Abel. We'll see who this foul is on for the Spartans. Looks like 15, is that what he said? From a side here, it's so hard to see his hand sometimes. 15, yeah. So that is Josh Maher. He's going to get his second, the team's fourth. And the first of two free throws is good for Abel Wilson.
I'm going to throw in one other key to the game, Casey, and it's probably predictable, but I think free throws, again, are going to play a role in this game as they do in many others that are close. And right now the Red Storm, three of five from the line as Abel makes the second of two.
Second and two free throws there. Those are Mama Farm and Home Realty free throws. Thinking of putting your home on the market. List and get it sold with Mama Farm and Home Realty. Calling at 734-6600. Check them out online at mamafarmandhomerealty.com. Kessinger going to work here now. 45 seconds left. Good pass underneath to Goddard, who gets a lay-in and 2 points for the Spartans. 16-13, United's got a lead. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Jenks to the corner, back out to Parkins. Ball fake drive, back to Jenks in the corner. He's going to try for a Dame Fine Coffee three-pointer, and he's going to drain it.
Yep.
A.J. Jenks had a big three the other night. Colin had the big three, but A.J.'s had some big threes, too, in the last few games. Colin picks up a steal there, 15 seconds left. Coming the other way, pass to Parkins underneath. 9 seconds, back out to Colin. Jenks in the corner for a three, long, no good there. Ball's loose. AP picks it up. 2 seconds. Long three-pointer to end the corner.
How about that?
AP with a three-pointer to finish the quarter. Wow, what a shot there. Banks in the last second three of that first quarter. And with that, folks, real quick, like that, went from a really close game to a nine-point game as United heads into the second quarter here with a 22-13 lead over the Ridgewood Spartans. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more Red Storm basketball in just a minute on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm basketball here in the Victory Furniture broadcast booth. We just started the second quarter here. United started with a 22-13 lead, and with the first possession going to Ridgewood, they're on a kick out from Kessinger. Goddard's able to hit a three from the corner and bring it back to 22-16, and just like that, Kessinger's going to get a steal and go to the other end and get a lay-in. And just like that, what was a 22-13 game now becomes a 22-18 game. And we should see both teams are going to be able to score quick when they need to, Mark.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, Richwood gets up and down the floor really well. And
little eyeball in there.
Yeah.
Leffler tried to drive the, or didn't try, he did drive the baseline, went up for layup, missed it. Kessinger grabbed the rebound, and Leffler picked up his second foul on that rebound. And afterwards, Kessinger gave him a little eyeball. And with that, Jack Youngman's going to get in the game here. He's going to give Leffler a break. He's got two fouls himself. Already got a couple guys with two fouls for the Red Storm. not going to want to get into foul trouble tonight, that's for sure.
Right.
So on the floor right now, we got Abel Wilson, A.J. Jinks, Colin Jinks, Aiden Parsons, and Jack Youngman. 22-18, 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Ridgewood with the ball, working around the outside, looking. United's now in the zone. After I made a comment, oh, no, they're still, man, I lied. They're just slacking off on the backside. Oh, good cut and pass there. Easy layup for Kessinger. Another two for Kessinger. 22-20 now. Cut across the lane and then down the lane. It just well done. Just how they drew that up, probably.
Seven straight for the Spartans here to open the second quarter.
Good ball pick there for Abel Wilson, who tries a three. It's missed, and the rebound is grabbed by, is that Van Hefty? Yeah, Van Hefty with the rebound. It's coming back the other way. Still 22-20. 6:20 left in the second quarter. Goddard down the corner. He's hit one from there already. Back to Kessinger. He's going to drive the lane. Good defense there. He misses the rebound. Missed the shot and the rebound. AP's going to bring it the other direction. He's going to get a charge on that one. Yep. He was waiting on him.
Yeah.
I know he tried to avoid the contact a little bit, but that was, I'm going to call that a charge. I like the aggression, but that's Aiden's first foul. Team's fifth. 22-20. Who was that? Hickson that took that foul, or that charge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was waiting on him.
Yep.
Back the other way now. United trying to get a little momentum change here. Goddard instead is going to drain another three-pointer, this time from just to the right of the top of the key. And just like that, Ridgewood's out on top, 23-22, a big point swing, just like they had at the end of the first quarter. Ridgewood got it the other way, and that's going to be a foul there on Goddard. Good job there. Aiden Parkins, he earned that foul.
Goddard,
that was going to be a steal and a layup.
Yes, it was.
And because this is, if there's any younger kid, if my daughter's listening right now, when somebody passes you the ball, the reason you go to the ball is because that, instead of being a steal and a layup, is a foul on him.
Exactly,
and
right.
It's all because of how Aiden went after the ball. That's the second foul on Goddard, so after hitting two threes, he's going to sit for a minute, make sure he doesn't get that third. 23-22, 5:28 left.
And Goddard has 13 of the 23 Spartan points at this point.
Yeah, that's a good guy to get on the bench at this point. AP looks to make something happen, gets to the middle of the lane, back to back out. Lots of dribbling here. Need to move the ball a bit. Back to Colin Jinks now. A.J. Jinks over to AP again. He's ball takes a three, jump shot. He's going to get a foul on that and get a couple free throws. That's going to be a foul on number 11 there. Hunter, ooh, I got to look at my sheet. I'm not sure how to say that last name.
I think that's Mir Hagee.
There you go. What he said. That'll be his first. The team's sixth. Yeah, Mir Hagee. First free throw is no good there. Let's mark this down in the book. First for him. Team six. AP second. Mama Farming Home Realty. Free throw off the back of the rim. No good. And now Jack Youngman is going to get a foul on that rebound there. So 0 for 4 now for Aiden Parkins on free throws tonight. Not what you want to see out of the Red Storm. And with that, I've got that is Youngman's first and the team's sixth. So both teams now, the next foul being the 1-on-1 in the bonus. Now I think United is in his zone. Long three-pointer goes long, and the rebound gets a tie-up. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Red Storm. 23-22 still. 4:54 left in the second quarter. Full-court pressure now from Ridgewood. Abel gets the ball. Everyone else is going to clear out and let Abel bring the ball up the floor here. He's going to make some moves here up and under. Nothing going. A.J. Jinks on a wing. Nothing but backboard there on that three-pointer. And the rebound to Kessinger. Back the other direction now.
Yeah, Red Storm has gone 3.5 scoreless here to open the second quarter.
Yeah, oh, man, that worked out for them. A little frontal action there on the post play, and the lob pass goes long. Decent defense, but the long lob pass happens to go right to Kessinger on the other side, who goes up, gets the layup and the foul, and he's going to get a chance at another three-point play here. That foul, by the way, was on number 28 in Parkins. That's his second and the team's seventh. With that, we get a quick 30-second timeout. We'll just stay right here for a minute. 30-second timeout. We got our keys to the game in. We got our referees. Anything else we missed on that front end there, Mark? I don't think so.
I don't think so. We got a little extra, band music behind us, and they've cleared out. And tell you what, right now, Red Storm need a bucket in the worst way. They're, like I said, about 3.5 minutes in and have not scored during the second quarter.
Well, you know, both teams now have a couple guys sitting with foul trouble. Cormick's been out since halfway or partially into that first quarter. And now Aiden Parkins is going to sit as well with a couple fouls. And so you lose a little bit of your ignition there for the offense.
Absolutely.
For lack of a better term.
Absolutely, yep.
It's the Monmouth Farm-Owned Realty free throws here. And they were – oh, yeah, he just got one because it was a three-point play. But he missed it. So he missed the free throw. 25-22 then. 25-22. Richwood is up. United looking to get some offense going. Now, I'm sure in that timeout, Coach Dennison told him the same thing you just said, Mark. You got to get don't force a shot. I feel like they forced a couple here. And instead, they need to work to make sure they get a good shot here. On the floor for the Red Storm, Wilson, Leffler, Jinx, Colin, that is, Jack Youngman, and A.J. Jinx all on the floor. And a pass inside to Abel Wilson gets knocked loose, and it comes back the other way. Kessinger on the wing now. Now in the corner, he's going to try a three-pointer, and he's going to nail it. Kessinger's feeling it this quarter. And a three-pointer is going to take it at 28-22, Richwood. That's 9 points already in this corner for Kessinger. On another steal there, goes the other way. The layup's missed. The rebound's tipped to Abel Wilson. And not only is United need to get their offense going, they got to quit turning the ball over.
Yeah. Yeah, Spartans on a 15-0 run here now to start the second quarter.
Yeah, Colin Jinx here, looking underneath, he got a dribble, there you go. Lazy pass with another steal by Hickson, and he's going to get a layup on the other end, 2 points for Hickson. We got to get better passes, Mark. We're getting lazy with the passes, and they're getting fixed off. And we're going to get another timeout. It's going to be a mass timeout this time. Coach Dennison's going to call one, call 30-second, but it's going to be a mass timeout. So we're going to take a quick break ourselves. We're going to hope that Red Storm can get back on track here as we come back. 2:55 left in the second quarter. The Red Storm are down 30-22. We'll be back with more Red Storm basketball in just a minute on WREM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Woodhull, where we are with the United Red Storm as they take on conference opponent the Ridgewood Spartans. In a conference game tonight, right now with 2:55 left in the second quarter, the home team, the Ridgewood Spartans, are up on the Red Storm 30-22. Mark, we were just talking off air this second quarter here. Aiden Parkins had a couple free throws that he missed. Other than that, the Red Storm haven't scored at all yet in this quarter.
Right, and like you were about to say, they really haven't shot the ball much due to turnovers and. The fact that Richwood, I'll tell you what, Richwood's down 9 after 8 minutes, didn't panic whatsoever. And
yeah, they came back down and pushed right back in the start of the second quarter. Flynn's back in the game now as well as Aiden Parkins here, so we're going to see if that's the match they need to get offense going. Kick to Cormick, looks at a three, nothing there. Trying to make something happen, drives to the basket, gets a left hand, and just like that, you put him back in, and they get 2 points.
Yep.
That's what you're missing without him. 30-24 now the other way. Kessinger, floaters, long, no good. Cormick tries for a rebound. They're going to give it back to Richwood. And it's going to be out of bounds for the Spartans underneath the basket there. Running out of bounds play. Get it to Kessinger coming right down the lane. He's got Wilson on him. Good defense there. Pitches dribble up. United back in a man-to-man here. I think when they had some of their subs in, they were in a zone for a minute. Have a long jump shot there. Rebound by A.J. Jinks. That jumper was missed by number 11, Hunter Muhege. And United's back on offense now. Chance to cut the lead down. 30-24, 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Ball goes to Cormick on the elbow. Good strong hands there with the ball. And a strip by Muhege. And it goes back to Ridgewood. Another turnover for the Red Storm. Back the other direction now. This is 15. Josh Meyer to Kessinger now. Hickson in the corner. Still no Goddard. Remember, he scored a few points here in this third quarter. Well, a lot of the points of the whole game for the Spartans, and he got out with two fouls himself and hasn't come back in yet. Maher's going to throw a long three up, and it goes long. And rebound to AP. He's going to push it to Abel. Good crossover there. Goes up for the layup. He's going to draw a foul on Kessinger there and get two shots for Abel Wilson.
That's been one of their better fast breaks that the Red Storm have had here in the second quarter. A good take by Abel. Draws the foul on Kessinger.
Yeah, now Abel's going to get two Monmouth Farm and Home Realty free throws here.
Gets the first one.
First one is good. Abel's 2-for-2 in the first quarter on free throws. 25 now for the Red Storm. 30-25. Second free throw is also good. And Abel's now 4-for-4 on the night in free throws. 30-26. Red Storm down. Just over a minute left in this half. Looking to get a little defensive stop here, maybe cut this lead down again. I'd love to see him in the last minute of this quarter like they did the first quarter. Now we're to Mirhage, back up to Kessinger at the top. He's looking underneath at Hickson, who gets it about the free throw line. He's going to try and make something happen against A.J. Jinks. Instead, kicks it. Decent ball movement there. Decent patience by the Spartans. Kessinger trying to make something happen. Good defense by Abel. And up and under is no good, but instead of getting him boxed out, Kessinger is able to get his own rebound. They get it put back in and get your points out of it there.
Give Kessinger credit on that one on the offensive rebound. I thought Abel defended him well. And
he did.
Kessinger stayed with it, got the rebound and scored.
Yeah, the offensive rebound is what hurt him. And Formick drives the baseline and hits a slick spot, actually, and slips and gets a traveling call and another, I think technically it's another turnover. A decent drive there.
It was. He lost his footing.
He lost his footing. 32-26, Ridgewood. 20 seconds left in this first half. The ball's underneath the Van Hesse. Slow post move, long shot. Good box out there by Hayden. And a timeout call by
Ridgewood. I believe
called a timeout.
I didn't know they had possession, but he got the timeout anyway.
Yeah, he must have had pretty good timing there. Coach Brooks did to get a timeout there. Uh-huh. So a quick 30-second timeout here, 12 seconds left, 32-26. Just a reminder, all of our timeouts tonight are brought to you by Tinkins Electric. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust. Call Tinkins Electric at 335-3034. And all the three-pointers we've had tonight are Dane Fine Coffee. Sponsored by Dane Fine Coffee in Monmouth and Galesburg. Get a latte, energy drink, and more at Dane Fine Coffee. Thanks to all our sponsors here tonight. 32-26, 12 seconds left here in Woodhull. United is down. Took a big lead, or a 9-point lead, going out of the first quarter. And quickly lost that. They had a rough second quarter here. And now Ridgewood's got the ball under the basket. Left leg is taken out on a screen. Kessinger's got a wide-open three, which he misses. Wilson's able to pull down the rebound and come the other way. Pulls up for a jumper, which I believe was tipped. Maher with the rebound and a half-court shot there to end the half is no good. And with that, folks, we're going to end this first half. And we are going to go in with a halftime score of 32-26. The Ridgewood Spartans are ahead here in this Friday night conference matchup in Woodhull. We'll be back with your halftime show in just a few minutes on WREM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to the Prairie Communications Sports Network here and the Victorious Furniture Broadcast Booth. Quality furniture at an affordable price with the United Red Storm are taking on the Ridgewood Spartans in this conference matchup here in Woodhull, Illinois. Alongside Mark Meyer, I'm Casey Grant, and you're listening to the LNC Agency Insurance Services Halftime Show. For your auto, home, commercial, and farm insurance needs, contact Rachel Kunkel or Julie Martin at 734-2116 today. Our halftime score right now, United is down 26-32. Ridgewood has the lead. United went with a 9-point lead into the second quarter and had a rough second quarter, only scoring, 4 points in that entire second quarter, and therefore losing their lead and getting to the point now where it's 32-26, Ridgewood with the lead. So a rough second quarter there for the Red Storm. Let's take a look at who scored in the first half, courtesy of Save a Lot of Food, Save a Lot of Time, Save a Lot of Money, Save a Lot of Food Store in Monmouth Illinois. Mark, you have leading scores?
I do, Casey. Leading the way for the Red Storm, Abel Wilson with 10 points. 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and he has 2 trades to go with it for 10. Cormac Flynn sat down with 2 fouls. He has 8 points right now. He had 6 of those 8 in the first quarter when the Red Storm got out to a 22-13 lead. A.P. Parkins, Aiden Parkins with 5 points, and A.J. Jenks with 3 on a lone tray in the first quarter. Makes 26 for United. 4, Richwood. Their 32 points are split between 3 players. Lucas Kessinger with 13. Aaron Goddard also with 13. And Goddard, he picked up his second foul in the second quarter and sat down with 13. At that point, Goddard had 13 of Ridgewood's 23 points. They still managed to carry on just fine without him on the bench, but yet he is their co-leading scorer at 13. And Keegan Hickson has 6. So their three players have accounted for all 32 of the Spartans' points at this point.
Yeah, I've got Goddard at 10 points, but either way, those are the main guys. What's interesting about that is the leading scorers that we have prior to this were Kessinger and Goddard, but the third one is actually Josh Maher, who's supposed to average 13.8 points a game.
Right.
And he's got nothing so far.
Right.
And then
Keegan
Hickson's got 9 points tonight. So, you know, it just proves in high school basketball, you never know who might have a good game.
Yeah, well,
and who might not. So.
Right. And then Maher picked up 2 fouls there in quarter number 1.
Yeah, that's true.
He sat a good portion of the first half.
So. That's true. So far, unlike our game on Tuesday night where it got really rough, which one of the referees here was one of those guys too on Tuesday
right,
night,
right.
But this game has been much more tame, I suppose, in that sense.
I think so, yeah. No, Tuesday night, A-Town and United went at it right from the start.
Yeah.
But the referees were in that let them play mode.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a good thing for both teams in that foul trouble was not a problem until the fourth quarter. Here tonight you've got King players in foul trouble early, and when Cormac Flynn has to sit for an extended period of time in the first half, it can affect the Red Storm not only offensively but defensively as well.
Yep. Yeah, and you mentioned this, but in the first quarter there for United, but all 3 guys, Leffler, Flynn, and Parkins, all have 2 fouls already. And so they'll be looking to stay out of that third foul, hopefully in this third quarter. I mean, you hate to see him get it there, but
right.
And then on the other side of that, the Spartans, Goddard and Maher both have 2 fouls, which we talked about as well. So that's your first half scoring summary there. Again, brought to you by Save a Lot of Food, Save a Lot of Time, Save a Lot of Money, Save a Lot of Food Store in Monmouth, Illinois here. A lot of turnovers. I'm not really keeping track of that, but there have been a lot of turnovers by United. You got some rebound counts there, Mark,
that
you want to share?
I've got Lucas Kessinger with 6 for the Spartans, and Abel Wilson with 3 for the Red Storm as the leading rebounders on each team. But you're right, Casey. Turnovers really haunted, if you will, the Red Storm in that second quarter. And I think part of that was the Ridgewood defense, too. They're just, you know, they're guarding well. And when United does turn it over, Ridgewood gets it started on offense quickly.
It's interesting. I did the game. We talked about this on the way up here tonight, Mark, but I did the game when Ridgewood played United in the United Holiday Tournament in that championship game. And what's interesting about that is I don't recall Ridgewood getting some of these jump steal, you know, getting in the passing lanes and all the fast breaks. I don't recall that being a big thing there in that original game. But tonight, that's defensively, that's what they've been all about. They've been moving up the passing lanes, getting in between the ball and their offender that they're guarding, and really knocking away passes, stealing passes. And then when they do that, they got guys flying down the floor.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So United's going to have to take care of the ball a little better, and they're going to have to get back down on defense a lot faster as well as we get under a minute mark here in the halftime show.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Mark, you want to give us a quick key to the game, key to the second half here for the Red Storm. We've kind of been talking about that a little bit, but you got something specific that you want to throw out here as a key to the second half?
This is kind of a no-brainer, but I think Cormac Flynn has to be on the court as much as he, in between the lines, if you will, as much as possible.
Sure.
When he sits, let's face it, the flow of the game changes a little bit for United.
Yeah, you can see the intensity change and all that. This is the M&P Agency Insurance Services halftime show for your Honor Home commercial and farm insurance needs. Contact Rachel Kunkel or Julie Martin at 734-2116 today. Again, our halftime score right now, 32, Ridgewood, and United's got 26. We will start this second half. Ridgewood is going to get the ball here with the possession arrow. So Kessinger's going to take it out. It looks like United's got starters back on the floor. So you got Parkins, Leffler, AJ Jinx, Cormac Flynn, and Abel Wilson. And we're seeing a little pressure defense. Monner's going straight to the basket. Leffler was a nice block on the backside. It goes out of bounds. A good job there after a drive. Well done by Nolan Leffler there to save a layup. Underneath the basket now for Ridgewood. Looking to run their out-of-bounds play. Kicking out Thompson Monner. Back to Hickson in the corner. Goddard's back in the game. They've got starters back in as well. Everybody's looking to not get that third foul. Good pass now to Hickson in the middle. Loses control. Abel Wilson ends up with it. He's going to push it the other way. Try and get to the basket. Nope. Pull it out. Stop at the free throw line. And kick it back around. Back to AP up at the top of the key to see if they can get an offense going here. 32-26 still. Pass to Cormac at the elbow. Both guys run off. Abel with a good look at a three. Just long. Cormac, though, with a good rebound. A ball fake and put back. And with that, Cormac's back on the board with two more points. Cut that lead down. 32-28 now. Back the other way here. Goddard with a three-pointer. He's been feeling it tonight. He still is. There's another three-pointer for Goddard. 35-28 now. Ridgewood's up. AP bringing it back down the floor. Boy, we're going to have to get on Goddard better.
He's got a nice stroke, nice left-handed shot he does.
Three threes, and I got him at 13 now total, but either way, three threes. He's hit shooting well tonight, so they're going to have to get a hand out of him. Leffler's going to try and get one back, and he's going to drain it. Long three there for Nolan Leffler, getting his first points of the night. 3 points for Nolan Leffler.
Another Dame Fine Coffee three-pointer. Dame Fine Coffee in Galesburg and Monmouth get a latte energy drink and a lot more at Dame Fine Coffee.
That's right. 31-35 now. 4-point lead for the Spartans there after Leffler's three-pointer. Ridgewood seeming content so far to run a little offense here. They've done pretty well down the first half, too, honestly. Kessinger looking to drive there. Good defense by Cormac. Now we got Goddard out the three-point line. Can't stay too far off of him. He's shooting the ball well tonight. Looking for some cuts. Goddard with a two-point jumper there. Off the rim to Cormac, and now to Abel. They're going to push it the other way. So a miss there. Gets a rebound by Cormac, and the United's going to get a chance to cut into this four-point lead. Aiden Parkins straight to the basket. Good ball fake. Looking for a foul. Doesn't get it. Misses the basket, and Ridgewood once again pushing back the other direction. Oh, God, I thought about a three there. He had a look. There's Maher for a three, and he's going to drain it. That's his first points of the night. Averaging 13 points a game, over 13 points a game. Hadn't scored yet. Of course, we mentioned a little foul trouble. But here in the third quarter, he's going to drain a three and get going himself.
I expect him to definitely turn it up here.
Sure. Aiden Parkins, good drive there. Gets into the into the basket, and 2 points for Aiden Parkins. 38-33 now, 38-33, 5 minutes left in the third quarter. 5-point lead for the Spartans. United looking to get back into this lead that they gave up after the end of the first quarter. Got it from the corner, another three-pointer, drains it. I'm telling you, he is on fire right now, another three-pointer for Goddard.
Three trays for the Spartans here to open quarter number three.
Cormac all the way down. The floater misses, and Kessinger pulls down the rebound. At full court pressure, had Cormac break it and go straight to the basket, and he just missed the floater. He's trying to avoid a foul there. He's got him on Kessinger. Another good matchup there between Kessinger and Cormac. There's always a risk there, though, that's the guy. Ooh, I don't know how that's not a. There we go.
Yep.
Kessinger lost control of his dribble there and got a traveling. So turnover there, 41-33. Spartans are up. 8-point lead now. Three threes in this third quarter for the Spartans. Two by Goddard and one by Josh Maher.
Looks like Hunter Mirhage checked in for the Spartans, and Matt Van Hefty took a seat on the bench.
Nolan Leffler with another three. Ain't hit one already. That one's left short. Abel tries to knock it away. He does. Aiden Barkins picks it up and gives it to Leffler. So good hustle play there from United. Those are the plays you like to see. That's usually the stuff that can get United going a little bit as Cormick goes straight to the basket, draws a foul. They're going to call it on the floor, and it's going to be on, is that 13?
Yep.
13, Lucas Kessinger is going to get his second, I think. Yeah, his second. And the team's first of this half. First foul of the half and off. And with that, we're going to have our match timeout. So we'll take a minute break here. We'll be back with more Red Storm basketball on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Grant and Red Storm with 3:41 left in the third quarter are down 41-33, looking to fight their way back after losing the lead in the second quarter. Had a rough second quarter trying to get a third quarter turnaround here. Inbound pass from underneath goes to Abel Wilson, drives the baseline, jump shot, long miss, and rebound by Goddard.
Good look by Abel, just didn't go.
Yeah, back the other direction now. Kessinger at the top of the key. Looking to drive now. Cormick's on him, bodying up, stops him about the block. Kicks it out. Good defense by Cormick there. Didn't let him get to the basket. Moving the ball around the outside. Goddard's going to try and go to the basket now, and they're going to get A.J. for a foul. That was fairly clean, but most of the time on something like that, it's going to get a foul. That's going to be on A.J. Jinks here. That's just going to be his first and the team's first of the second half. And with that, Goddard's going to get two Mama Farman Home Realty free throws. First of which is good. Thinking of putting your home on the market, list it and get it sold with Mama Farman Home Realty. Call them at 734-6600. Check them out online at mamafarmandhomerealty.com. Two for two there for Goddard. 43-33, a 10-point lead. It's the biggest lead of the game for either team. United went into the second quarter with a 9-point lead, and now we've got a swing all the way back to a 10-point deficit for the Redstone. Working on offense now. Cormick setting a pick. Abel ball fake, doesn't use it. Jump shot from the middle of the lane is good. He's got a good-looking jump shot. I feel like he's missed some open looks tonight that he might normally make. And if we can get him going on those jump shots, I think that'll be a big difference. Another three-pointer for Goddard. Finally misses one. And Abel's able to pull down the rebound. 43-35, 8-point lead. Good crossover through the legs. Another inside the lane for Abel. He's able to finish.
Nice hesitation by Abel on that to free himself with a very short jumper.
Ooh, almost a steal from the Red Storm. Knocked it out of Goddard's hands, but it went to Hagee now. On a drive to the basket, threw a foul there from Abel. That's going to be Abel's first. The team's second, and he made the bucket, so Hickson's going to get a chance at a three-point play here. Mark and I were discussing in the break there. We're thinking that perhaps I gave a Goddard three to Hickson in the first quarter, which might be the discrepancy in the scores there, but which makes sense because Goddard's been nailing them. So hard to argue that. Three-point play there for Hickson. Takes us to 46-37, 9-point lead. Three-pointer by Leffler is missed. And Mirhage gets the rebound.
Yeah, not a lot of loose rebounds for the Red Storm to go after. Spartans hitting the boards pretty hard on the defense. Right now.
Yeah. But let's be honest. At this point, I hate to say this, but because this is kind of United's key feature, but I feel like at this point, Richmond's kind of out-hustled them a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, United has their points. They got guys that hustle all the time. I don't mean to not say they're giving it, but
right.
and they've had their moments. But generally speaking, I feel like that's kind of been the difference so far. Kessinger now going to the basket, pulls up, kicks it back out. Now Hickson going to the basket. Kessinger back out to Hickson again. Looking inside, good defense by United here. Patience. Ball's knocked away. Kessinger's going to get an open look at a three. It's going to miss and go long. Rebound grabbed by Abel Wilson. He's going to push it the other direction. Left-handed layup. Good left hand. Good finish. 2 points for Abel. And he's decided here to end this third quarter. He's going to get some points. 35 seconds left. 46-39. 7-point lead for the Spartans. And 25 seconds left now. And I'm not saying that maybe shouldn't have been a foul, but I'm not sure how the referee that's on the bottom underneath the basket called a foul on the guys that are out towards the half-court line on the opposite side of the school. He's actually supposed to be watching the ball.
Apparently he saw something that the other two didn't and blew his whistle.
That foul was on Nolan Leffler. That's his third, team's third. 22 seconds left. Ridgewood with the ball now. Parkins on Goddard. Flynn on Kessinger. Now A.J. Jinks on Mierhagen. Or Mierhagen, sorry. Back to Goddard. 8 seconds. He's going to look to pop this. An open look. Short. Misses. A.P. pushes the rebound down to Abel. And Abel's going to get a layup to finish the quarter. Well done by A.P. to push that rebound out. And give Abel another 2 points to finish the quarter. And with that, 46-41. Back to a 5-point game here. 46-41, the end of three. You know, I've got one quarter left to try and come back and bring this lead back around the other direction. We'll come back with the fourth quarter here in just a minute on WREM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm Basketball here in the Vic Roy's Furniture Broadcast booth alongside Mark Meyer. I'm Casey Grant. We are up to the fourth quarter of action with the United Red Storm are taking on conference opponent Ridgewood Spartans here. They're down 46-41 to start this third quarter. 5-point deficit. And looking to call back and get a big conference win here tonight. First possession is a missed basket. Cormick's going to get a steal, though, on the other end. Going to get an open look at a left-handed layup and get 2 points. Cut that lead down a little bit. 2 points there for Cormick. Takes it to 46-43 now. 3-point lead. 7:25 left in the game. Cormick with another steal. Comes around and picks Kessinger's pocket. Looks ahead to Abel Wilson, goes up strong, misses a layup, fights for the rebound. Cormick does, but Kessinger comes away with it. So almost a chance there to cut the lead to one, but a miss contested, not just miss, it was contested, but a contested layup there. And just like that, Coach Brooks is going to call a timeout. He didn't like how that fourth quarter started. United came out on fire and looking to get something going there, and it wasn't going to happen. This is a Tinkins Electric timeout. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkins Electric. 335-3034. Mark, I made the adjustment here.
Okay.
I decided I liked it. The three-pointer going to Goddard there. So I'm adjusting some of my totals here.
All right. Well, very good. In the meantime, let's focus on those last two possessions for the Red Storm, and that was Abel Wilson's bucket at the end of the third quarter, and then Cormick coming out to start the fourth quarter, turning a 46-39 deficit now into a three-point margin, 46-43. Home no ball game. Coach Brooks didn't like what he saw, called the timeout, and the Red Storm are hanging around right now. They're hanging around and see some more of that defensive pressure, those active hands on defense, of course, a few more turnovers, and maybe give Ridgewood a little bit of their own medicine here.
Yeah, what we've seen from United is if they can hang around, they got a shot. They're just scrappy enough. They hustle enough. They get after stuff enough, and they got a couple shooters that shoot well enough that if they're close in the game, they got a shot of winning any game they're in.
Absolutely.
So 7:07 left in the fourth quarter after that Tinkins Electric timeout by Ridgewood to try and kill that momentum, and they got the ball now. Ridgewood does, that is. And United's going to let's keep this defensive pressure and intensity going here and try and cut this lead a little more. Goddard's working on AP. Almost got a 5-second call there.
Key assignment for AP here in the fourth quarter is keep Goddard in check.
Almost another steal underneath. Kessinger, jump shot, miss. Oh, we got a box out after that. Another miss. Fight for a rebound. Kessinger battling like crazy under there. Cormac trying. And after that rebound, it hit Cormac's foot. I couldn't see what went out of bounds, and it goes back to Ridgewood. We got to start boxing out.
Kessinger's got 11 rebounds right now for Ridgewood. Just going to work on the offensive end here.
Too many second chances. Long jumper from Maher misses, and AP gets a rebound there. Now United's going to get it back here. So good battle underneath there. Ridgewood got it back, and then we got a break on a missed shot there and a chance to cut into this three-point lead again. Abel there. Oh, almost had an open look at a three. He wasn't looking to shoot. Otherwise, he might have had a shot at it there. To Leffler in the corner. Goes around a ball pick. Now to Cormac, who's going to get an open look at a three. It's long. Oh, he said it hit something on the basket, so he called it out of bounds. So missed three-pointer there from Cormac, and out of bounds now to the Spartans. Full court pressure now from the Red Storm. You're going to see a little bit of pickup here. Nothing deep, that's for sure. You don't want anything deep. They're going to clear out and let AP just run Goddard down the floor here. Move the ball around the outside. Richard trying to get something going on offense here. Let's keep that three-point lead that they got. Almost knocked away by Cormac. Good hands there. United looking to keep the defensive pressure up here.
Tell you what, they're making Richwood work on offense right now.
Yeah.
Work for an open look.
Colin Jinks on Maher now. And they're going to get Colin on reaching around there. That's okay. Before the shot, I'm actually okay with that foul.
Yep.
I didn't see if the shot went in or not, but
I think he got him before the shot. It was a good foul.
Yeah, Colin Jinks with his first foul there. The team's fourth of the second half. Then Heskey, kind of an awkward move, but able to get the shot up and in, and that's 2 points for Van Heskey there.
His first bucket of the game.
48-43, 5-point lead. Abel with a jumper. That's a pretty jumper there from Abel for the 2 points. By the way, Abel had 8 points in the third quarter. 18 total now heading into the fourth. 20 now, 20 total. After that, too. So Abel's kind of picked it up on some jumpers.
Showing a lot of poise, Casey, on his jump shots
tonight,
I think, in the lane especially.
That's a travel. We can call that. That's okay. Abel looking on defense now. And Dixon gets it underneath. Ball goes through Maher's hands, and just like that, they go back to United. It was 48-45, 3-point lead. Another chance for United to cut into it. A.J. Jinks is going to sub in now for Colin Jinks.
And I'll tell you what, I think goes to a better defensive effort by United here, forcing some of these turnovers.
Oh!
I don't know about that one, though. Wow.
Well, I mean, listen, Cormac had his forearm out, but every kid out here puts their forearm out on the dribble. I don't know if he pushed off. That seems generous. And just like that, with an offensive foul, Cormac's going to get his third. The team's fifth. They're going to call him for a push-off, and Richard's going to get it back. Every time we get a chance to get it, less than three-point lead, something happens, and we get the ball back to Ridgewood. Yep. Again, with a little man-to-man four-court pressure here from United, just trying to keep the intensity and the pressure on, make Ridgewood make some mistakes. Dixon out at the top, so Kessinger on the side, guarded by Cormac. AP still on Goddard. Abel's on Dixon. Underneath the Goddard, Cormac's able to pull it away, so good steal there. Now we're pushing back the other way to Abel in the middle. A couple dribbles, a fake, and a jump shot. Another 2 points for Abel, and like that, we cut it down to 1 point now. 48-47, United's down one, 4:13 remaining in the game.
Three steals by Flynn here in the fourth quarter. Ball at the bucket.
Oh, an open three for Goddard. That's going to hurt. No good. Good job there by Nolan Leffler to get the box out and a foul. That's going to be a foul on number 23, Matt Van Heskey. That's going to be his first foul. The team's second only of this second half, and a good job there by Nolan in boxing out.
Absolutely. Right place, right time.
Full court pressure now from the Spartans. And another lazy pass. Not sure. Abel was open down here. Knocked out of bounds by the Spartans, so they get a fresh five count here, which is good. And like I said, we're seeing a little full-court pressure from the Spartans now. Inbound to Leffler. He's going to take it down the left-hand side, crosses the half-court mark, goes all the way down is able to avoid the conflict, that or contact, I mean. It's good effort by...
Great effort, I thought.
Yeah, and Hensley had a nice idea there, but good job by Leffler to sidestep him and avoid the contact and get a blocking foul instead. And Van Hesse, who didn't have any fouls, has now got two quick fouls here in this fourth quarter. And with that dead ball with 3:56 left, we're going to have a mass timeout. So we'll take a quick one-minute timeout ourselves here. We'll be back with more Red Storm basketball on WREM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm basketball here on the Prairie Communications Sports Network. Alongside Mark Meyer, I'm Casey Grant. We've got another close one tonight. Both the teams, both the Ridgewood Spartans and the United Red Storm, coming in a nice game off of two really close games on Tuesday night. And now with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter, the United's got is down one, 48-47. And Leffler is at the free throw line, shooting two shots here after a nice drive by his part. So these are two Mama Farm and Home Realty free throws. Big ones here. And with that, it's a tie game, folks. First one is good, 48-48 now. And with this one, we can take the lead. Really thinking of putting your home on the market. Let's see if you can get it sold with Mama Farm and Home Realty. Call them at 734-6600. Check them out online at mamafarmandhomerealty.com. The second one is good. And just like that, United's back on top, 49-48, 3:50 left in the fourth quarter. Now we're going to see this defense picked up. Ridgewood has been playing from the head this whole time, since the halfway through the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing from behind again. So we're going to see if that changes their style at all. Good defense by United. Nice job. Leffler knocks the pass away. We're going to push the other end. Aiden's going right up the middle. Kicks out wide to Abel. Abel pull up jumper.
Wow.
Drains it. He's feeling that jumper, folks. That's six in this quarter for him. 24 total. And with that, it's a three-point lead for the Red Storm. 51-48. Maher drive, a one-handed layup. And the ball comes up here on the stage. Yeah, I'm not getting it.
You're almost pressed into service.
They can do this. Yeah, almost. Yeah, anyhow.
You were balled way back in the day, weren't you?
Yeah. Knocked out of bounds there by the Spartans. So United with a three-point lead, 3:15 left. They get the ball back here. Inbound to Abel Wilson. A little full-court pressure still from the Spartans. Man-to-man is all. So they clear out for Abel to bring the ball up the floor. Again, Abel's been feeling his jump shot. He's had... But I got 14 points here in the second half, all on basically inside the lane jumping.
Exactly. A lot of composure, a lot of poise, waiting for the shot. And tell you what, he's been looking great so far.
Corner misses a shot on the lane there. He wanted a foul, didn't get it, and instead it comes back the other way. Good backdoor cut and pass. And then Hickson's going to get two underneath there. Long sleep. Caught United sleeping there. 51-50, still 1-point lead for the Red Storm. 2:30 left in the game. Looking to keep this thing going here. They've had a good momentum shift here in the third quarter, too, but especially this fourth quarter. Cormick straight to the basket. Another long layup. Trying to draw some fouls. Misses another one long. But the rebound is tipped out again to Abel. So still 1-point lead. 2:10 left. United's got the ball. Settle down now. Get a good shot again. I think Cormick's expecting more contact in those shots. And
yes, right.
And every time that happens, you end up shooting it hard. Reach there by your Hankey, but not call. Nice still with the ball, being patient here on offense. You want a good shot, not a rush shot. Wilson, deep wing here. Maher's on him. Going to look to drive a little bit. Spin move. No, back. Picks it up. Now to Cormick. Almost a picked-off pass. Careful with those passes. Abel's going to try a three.
Oh,
rain it.
Woo!
Yeah. Boy, that's a dagger at this point in the game.
27 for Abel.
54-50, United, and a steal. No!
Whoa.
AP thought he had a good steal there, but they got a...
Look clean from our vantage point.
Yeah, who's it on? Oh, they called it on AP. I thought they were going to call it. There was somebody else on the other side.
Yeah, now it's AP.
I thought that's who they were going to call it on. 16th foul there, third for AP. 1:20 left in the game. United's got a 4-point lead. Looking to hang on to it here. Anything can happen. These two teams are used to playing some close games. Neither one of them are strangers to it. Goddard down low. Good layup there for Goddard. Nice pass, nice score. 54-52, 2-point game. Inbound it now back to Leffler. He's got Maher on him. Full court pressure. Lesper brings it down to four. Take it easy, just under a minute now. 2-point lead for the Red Storm. All you got to do here is take care of the ball. Be smart, good passes. Don't get stuck like that. Oh, is he going to call a foul?
I'm not sure what the signal is. He's just making his way over to the table.
I think
here.
It's a foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to get Hickson on a foul.
That looks like 40. It looks like he signaled 42.
42. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but I think that's a foul on.
You're right. It's second for Hickson. Yep.
Hickson, the team's fourth. Well, they're going to have to. That makes sense. They're going to have to start fouling. They still got two to give before we get to a bonus.
Right.
You're down.
Yeah.
47 seconds left. You need to get to that point in a hurry.
Exactly.
After that, we got a Pickens Electric timeout here. I believe Richwood called a timeout after that. Pickens Electric, looking for an electrician contractor you can trust. Call Pickens Electric at 335-3034. We'll take a quick 30-second break and come back with more Red Storm basketball on WREM 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm basketball. 45 seconds left in the fourth quarter. United with a 2-point lead to inbound the ball. A quick foul by Josh Meyer, his third, team's fifth. And United looking to keep this lead, 2-point lead. Ridgewood still got one more to give before they get to the bonus, and they're going to get it there. It's going to be on, they're going to get it on Mirhagy or?
Yeah, I believe so.
Number 11. Yeah,
yeah,
Mirhagy's going to get that one. That's his second, and the team's sixth. So one more to the bonus, 39 seconds left, 54-52. Just a reminder. All the three balls, all the three-pointers we've seen tonight are sponsored by Dame Fine Coffee. And Monica Gillsburg, get a latte, energy drink, and more. Dame Fine Coffee. And there's your seventh foul. We're heading to the bonus there. That one was on Hickson, I believe.
Yes, that's his third.
That's going to be his third, the team's seventh. And with that, here comes free throws. Now, I will say this much. I feel like they fouled the right guy.
Got Coach Brooks is going to the bench.
That's strange that they would let that sub come in after Abel had the ball.
Exactly, yeah. That was a little bit of a quick buzzer there from the scorer's table.
Yeah. Good free throw there for Abel. Mana Farman Home Realty free throw. The first one is good. That's a big free throw. Three-point lead now, 55-52. This next one's even bigger, and we're going to get another Pickens Electric timeout here. This is going to try and ice the shooter here.
28 for Abel Wilson tonight, KC. 5-6 from the free throw line.
What a game. Tinkles Electric timeout. We've got an electrician contract. You can trust. Call Tinkles Electric at 335-3034. These free throws that Abel are shooting are sponsored by Mama Farm and Home Realty. If you're putting your home on the market, list it and get it sold with Mama Farm and Home Realty. Call them at 734-6600. Check them out online at MamaFarmAndHomeRealty.com. This is the big free throw, Mark.
Yes, sir. It absolutely is. And I'll tell you what, the Red Storm have held their composure throughout the second half. And they're at a point right now, if Abel is able, to give them a 4-point lead with what would be 36.3 seconds left, they're in a good spot.
Yeah.
They're in a good spot. So,
it's a big free throw. You can make it a two-possession game with 36 seconds left. Oh, he misses it. Oh, McCormick steals the rebound.
Oh,
going to get an and-one shot here.
Wow.
Well done by Cormick Flynn. Wow.
Tell you, he has come up with some key plays here in the fourth quarter.
Big, big play. You know, the Kessinger, I think, got that rebound, and Cormick just came right underneath him and took it from him. And then Kessinger was, I think, wanting a foul or wanting to say he was out of bounds or something. Oh, Cormick missed the free throw. We got the 2 points anyways. So 57-52, 5-point game, 28 seconds. Kessinger with a three. No good. Rebound goes to Cormick, and we're going to get a quick foul here. See if they're calling on Maher or Hickson. I missed to the last foul. Oh, it was on 13.
Kessinger got the foul on
his third. Okay.
Yeah, he fouled Cormick on that stuff. But.
And this one, they gave it. Oh, I gave it to Hickson. They gave it to Bonner. Oh, that's. Yeah. There's a good free throw. That's 4 fouls on Maher. And Cormick's up for one and bonus here. And he makes the front end of that. makes the back end. Two free throws there for United. 59. 52, 7 points, 20 seconds. Goddard looking for a three here. Gets stuck. Hits him for a three from the corner. Long. Rebound's knocked away. Loose ball. Flynn picks it up. 10 seconds left. They're trying to get a foul, but they get nothing. They give it up to Leffler. 5 seconds left. This is going to do it, folks. They're going to hold the ball out top, toss it to the referee. With that, folks, the game is over. 59-52. United with a major comeback victory here. A big, huge conference win for United. A revenge victory after the home holiday tournament. 59-52. United comes out on top. Congratulations to the Red Storm and Coach Dennison on a big win there. We'll be back with our post-game show in just a minute here on WRN 1330, 94.1 FM. Welcome back to Red Storm Basketball and the Laris Collision Center post-game show. If you have collision damage repair, call Laris Collision Center at 734-1949. Laris Collision Center, they've got something for everyone. Our final score here tonight in Woodhull, the United Red Storm come out on top, 59-52 over the Ridgewood Spartans in a huge conference matchup on a Friday night, a rematch from the United Holiday Tournament Championship game where United fell in a tight match there. But tonight, United comes out on top. They improve their conference record to 3-2, heading into the seeding weekend here. That's the best spot they could be in after getting two more conference wins this week. And I'm sure Coach Dennison's happy about that. A big comeback from the Red Storm in the second half. They did a great job coming back. Hopefully Coach Dennison will come up here in a few minutes. We'll get a post-game interview with him. But first, let's go to our final stats, our scoring summary here, brought to you by Midwest Bank, your locally owned community bank, investing in you, member FDIC. Mark, what do you got for some scoring?
Leading scorer tonight, Casey, for the Red Storm junior guard, Abel Wilson, 28 points. And there were ten of those, in the decisive fourth quarter. 28 for Abel Wilson tonight, 16 for Cormac Flynn. Foul trouble early in the first half, but ended up with 8 in each half for a total of 16. Seven for A.B. Parsons, five for Nolan Muffler, and 3 for A.J. Jenks. Rounds out the scoring for the Red Storm. For the Ridgewood Spartans, they were led by senior guard Aaron Goddard with 23 points. Lucas Kessinger added 13, Keegan Hickson with 11, Josh Maher was held to 3 points tonight, well below his season average to this point, which had been about 13 points per game, and a two-point contribution for Matt Van Hefty, 52 for the Ridgewood Spartans. Round
that's
out their scoring.
That's our scoring summary tonight for the Red Storm and for the Ridgewood Spartans. There again, brought to you by Midwest Bank, locally owned community bank, investing in you. Member FDIC. We got Coach Dennison up here. He's come up for our post game interview. Coach, congratulations! What a huge victory for you tonight,
guys. Guys found a way again, man.
Yeah.
Defense. And we talk about it, we preach it every night, and you saw what can happen when you play some defense. And golly, we just, what a game! Holy cow! Another great Friday night high school basketball.
Yeah,
game.
I tell you what, this conference is tight between you guys and Ridgewood, and I mean the tight game you had the other night against A-Town. I mean it's just a close conference. So every conference win you get is going to be big. And you're probably going to scratch for it. I mean, it's just that kind of year, it seems like, with this conference.
I just told the guys every game that United Red Storm basketball is involved in is a big game.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of the guys. I'm all so happy for the guys. Energy on the bench was incredible tonight. Mm. Energy from the fresh, soft guys behind the bench. But what a game, guys.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Fun to watch, yeah. Well, Mark and I were talking at the beginning, I think it was in the fourth quarter. You're still down by a few points, 5 points, I think, there. And I just said, man, United is a team that's been in a bunch of close games. They got scorers. They got the hustle. They can play the defense. If they're close, they're in every game they're in.
We
you proved that in the fourth quarter. So
we talked about basketball is a game of runs.
Yeah.
And we knew they were going to make some runs at us, and we just got to weather those runs and then make some of your own.
Yep.
And I believe we had a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter.
Yes, 9 points.
And
yes.
Man, did we blow it away.
Well,
and
that second quarter, in the front end, but yeah.
We had an odd lineup in there because of foul trouble, but we went to halftime down 6. And I still felt pretty good. And
yeah.
I just got done telling the guys in the locker room, I felt okay going into the halftime down 6. And when I talked to the guys at halftime and saw the look in their eyes, I felt pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They don't quit. They
yeah.
don't quit. Losing is not an option. We know we're not going to be able to win every game, but losing is just not an option.
Sure.
It's not acceptable to this group. And, They push each other, talked all night. I thought there were a few times where we had a couple of guys trying to do it by themselves.
Yep.
And
yep.
We've got to stay together as a fist. That open hand is nice. That's 5 guys, but that to me, that's 5 guys playing as
sure.
individuals. We got to play as a fist and play for each other. And, man, second half we sure did.
Yeah.
And came back on a really good – this is a good ball club.
Yeah.
And Coach Brooks does a great job coaching them. And it's a good win tonight for the Red Storm basketball guys, and I couldn't be any happier for
yeah,
our fellas.
Yeah, you were looking at the book up here, which, of course, this is unofficial.
That's
yeah,
okay.
I just want to make that clear, Coach. But looking at this here, I mean, Kessinger had 13, so that's a good game, but he didn't have any in the second half.
He
shut him down in the second half. Maher came into the game tonight averaging 13, and he only finished with three. He had 1 3 ball in the third quarter. That was it. Now, Goddard was on fire tonight. He was draining some threes and had a good game. But
he's a nice player.
They got
nice
some good
player.
Players, but you talked about defense, and you proved that with some of these guys that are the main scorers. Holding them down to little or no points in the second half for Kessinger.
Just defense makes our whole game go.
Yeah.
And again, these kids can play it, and they kind of enjoy playing it. And we're not done yet. We're going to give them the weekend off, and then we got Coach Kelly coming in up to
yep.
the U on Monday. We got Princeville coming in on Tuesday. This Sunday, the coaches get together and seed for the LTC tournament, and I think tonight's win is going to go a long way, hopefully to change some of the seedings. But you know what? We'll take whatever seed everybody thinks that we deserve, and,
sure.
and you will show up, lace our shoes up, and we'll get after
That's
it and
right.
see what happens. So.
That's right. So Monday night's a makeup game with West Central. I forget which night it is, but I think one of those nights, Monday or Tuesday, we're coming back
I
out.
I think you're coming out on Tuesday.
I was told. Yeah.
Yep.
I was trying to look real quick, Coach, to see if there are any other conference scores I get, but the only one I'm seeing is A-Town over Galva. That's a final anyhow. So anyways, 2 big conference wins this week. Which is great momentum going into next week where you got a few games and a good spot to get a couple conference wins with the seeding coming up.
Yep.
So, anyways, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
fun
you.
Game to watch. Glad we came down tonight. It was fun to watch and came out with the good guys on top, I think.
Love having you guys out at the U. Have you guys here on the road with us. Holy shoot. that's some good stuff. Again, just proud of my guys, proud of our program, and thank you guys for coming out and doing
yep.
what you do.
Yeah, thank you, Coach.
All right.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Coach Doug Dennison, head coach of the United Red Storm Boys basketball team after a big conference, 59-52 win over the Ridgewood Spartans. Huge conference win for them tonight. Congratulations to Coach. I always love talking to him after the games. Good interview. One of the most positive guys you're going to talk to. Just in any scenario, but especially about his boys and the team, and I think you see that. I think that the boys play with that too. That same confidence and energy. I think that starts at the top with him. So always love having Coach come up here. Let's take a look at our Ben Olson Country Financial Offensive Player of the Game. Planning for a secure financial future takes knowledge and experience to make the right decisions. It's best to work with a professional like Ben to help build a plan for today and tomorrow. Mark. Offensive player of the game.
Offensive player of the game for the Red Storm. I don't think there's any question that Abel Wilson deserves that honor tonight. He came in averaging 17 a game, picked up 28, 18 in the second half alone. And I think we talked about this, Casey. He had a tray in the fourth quarter. He had two in the first quarter. They had a lot of buckets in and around the paint on drives, pull-ups, and I just thought he showed great body control, ball control, and poise in shooting over a defender, around a defender, and just a solid, solid all-around offensive game for Abel Wilson today.
Yeah, he's going to be fun to watch. He's just a junior.
Yes, we get
a whole other year out of him.
Yes, he is.
You know, like you said, I kind of thought his second half there, that all those pull-up jumpers he was doing around the lane, that I would call that, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but to me it's old-school basketball. You see a lot of guys throwing up three-pointers.
Yep.
And you always see guys, you know, getting layups, but the old-fashioned, like, pull-up jumper and stuff
jump,
in the lane.
Jump shot.
Oh, so
jump
good.
Jump shot under control. And I'll tell you, a lot of big buckets out of that young man tonight. So great,
so good,
great
so
effort.
Fun to watch. A great game by Abel. I definitely agree with that pick there. That's your Ben Olson Country Financial Offensive Player of the Game. How about our Defensive Player
I'll
of the Game?
Tell you what, Casey. I think tonight I'm going to go with, if it's okay with you, go with co-defensive players of the game for the Red Storm. And here's why: I believe AP Parkins deserves half of that award tonight for the job he did in the second half. On Aaron Goddard from Ridgewood, held him. Goddard finished with 23, but he only had AP held him to 2 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, he kind of ran him from side to side, got in his way, bumped him a little bit here and there. And I'll tell you, what, I was just very impressed by Parkins' effort defensively throughout the whole game. It was not an easy assignment, but he more than answered the. Answered the bell there, especially in the fourth quarter. So half to Parkins, and then half to go to Cormac Flynn. Casey had him with 3 steals alone in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Had him with 8 rebounds for the game, foul trouble early. But I'll tell you, with the game on the line, Cormac Flynn was around the ball. He's forcing the other team into turnovers. Converting at the other end.
And a big steal there on that rebound.
Huge.
On the free throw. Huge. There in the last
steal.
Minute of the
right.
fourth quarter.
Right.
So totally agree with those.
And I don't want to interrupt you.
Nope,
that'll be it for tonight. I think Cormac had a big hand in holding Lucas Kessinger scoreless in the second half.
Yeah.
Kessinger had 13 in the first half, 0 in quarters 3 and 4, and I believe Cormac had a hand in that as well.
Yeah, just a big difference. I mean, generally speaking, I mean, just to point this out, I mean, the Spartans only had 6 points total in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So when you talk about finishing a game, holding the team to 6 points in the fourth quarter,
that's the way
to finish a game.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Just a good all-around effort. That was the defensive players of the game, brought to you by Clark & Glasgow Law Office in Monmouth, representing clients in a wide range of criminal defense matters. Visit Clark & Glasgow Law. com. Again, Aiden Parkins and Cormac Flynn, your co-defensive players of the game. Once again, you've been listening to United Red Storm basketball from the Victorious Furniture broadcast booth here in Woodhall, where the United Red Storm complete a comeback victory over the Ridgewood Spartans with a final score of 59-52. Mark, any final thoughts tonight before we sign off?
I tell you, just two big wins for the Red Storm this week. Close games, competitive games. Games that could have gone either way, and those are the kind you need to put in your back pocket.
Yep.
and move ahead and build off of them. And I think Coach Dennison pretty much said that in the post game show. And another big couple big ones coming up Monday and Tuesday as well. So
man, make sure if you need something to do on Monday night, United's at home.
Head over to the
West Central. You head out there, and then again on Tuesday night they got Princeville. 2 home games next week, and then they would play next Friday, too, and I don't have that. I do have the schedule in front of me. Next Friday, let's see, they play Monday, West Central, Tuesday, Princeville at home. Well, then they don't play next Friday because they get ready for the Taunton Conference Tournament to start. So check out those games this week, and then watch for those pairings, the seedings, and the schedule for the Conference Tournament. With that, we need to thank our producer back at the radio station tonight, Dylan Heppner. Also want to thank my co-host, Mark Meyer. And also a huge thank you and shout-out to the fans of United Basketball for tuning into the Prairie Communications Sports Network tonight. And make sure you stay tuned to social media and the radio station to find out when our next broadcast will be. Again, our final score tonight, United Red Storm 59 over the Ridgewood Spartans 52. Until next time, you've been listening to United Red Storm Basketball on WRAM 1330, 94.1 FM. Have a great weekend.